Thank you for tuning in to the Sam Cedar Show. Sam can't come to the radio right now, so please leave a message with Mark Maron.
All right, here we go. Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, progressive utopians with no sense of humor, and of course, you lurking conservatives. Man, how much can happen in one night? How much can happen? All of a sudden, I got a tray load of news and things that are going on. And on top, I mean, where do you start with some of this stuff? Well, we're going to talk about Bush talking about he's now an existential philosopher, which I didn't know about him. Not only is he a delusional religious fanatic, but he's an existentialist, which I will get into a second. The new U.S. Defense Secretary, Robert Gates, is in Iraq trying to see if there's any way that he can maybe devise a plan of some kind. Also, al-Zawahiri, the second in control of al-Qaeda, has decided to speak up and get people back on the jihad, you know, page. He's feeling like they're letting it slide a little bit in Israel, and people really need to get back on board with God's war. But aside from that, you have Tony Blair in the United Arab Emirates, I believe, or where was he? Yeah, United Arab Emirates, urging everybody in the Middle East region to please talk to Iran. Please, somebody talk to them. Tell them to lighten up a little bit, or there's going to be trouble. And that trouble might look like the USS Eisenhower off the coast of Iran in the Persian Gulf, which General Abizaid apparently has requested. So there's a full court press on Iran to act like a moderate Muslim state with a whack job at the helm. But apparently that helm is not as sturdy as you might think, because within his own country, Ahmadinejad is not very appreciated. Apparently, the new elections of the Assembly of Experts have left him not very well supported, and there's a lot of they don't want him. They don't want him. Apparently, Ayatollah Khomeini is ill, but everybody who was running for the Assembly of Experts, which is the legislative body that's mildly democratic in Iran, who was supported by Ahmadinejad, didn't get in. So there's a lot of stuff going on, but I think what we really need to talk about is, could somebody please turn down the food? All right? The holiday. And also, you know, come on, folks, all this stuff is happening. The world is at the precipice of God knows what, but Tara Conner can have her hat. She gets to keep her tiara. Thank God. You know, what is this crap where people believe that rehab is somehow a cure for public humiliation? You think you can just go into rehab because you've embarrassed yourself? No, that's not the way it goes. You go into rehab if you have real trouble. I'm now babbling. I'm like literally hearing things coming out of my mouth, and I don't want to hear them. There is some speculation that perhaps there were sexual favors given to Donald Trump by Tara Conner. Now that I'd like to see. Where's YouTube when that kind of stuff happens? Is that despicable? Is it disgusting? But the food thing, I guess I'm trying to focus a little bit here. The holidays, there's just too much food, and I can't take it anymore. I need to go on a diet that'll enable me not to feel fat. But let's talk about George Bush for a second, for the rest of the show, perhaps, because I found this to be very interesting. Now, when he was speaking yesterday, he's talking about increasing the number of troops. How, I don't know, he's going to do that. They're talking, you know, thousands, maybe 70,000. He's talking about bolstering the Army and the Marines. And this, of course, in reaction to the generals who are saying that you cannot just put troops into Iraq. You cannot add more troops to Iraq without a plan. There is no plan. If you're going to do that, basically what you're doing is you're just setting up, you're making them targets. I believe this to be true, and I don't think it's a stretch to realize that if the violence against Americans in Iraq has increased 22%, In the last 3 months, that if you put more Americans in there, more Americans will die in the same type of civil war flack that has been happening, you know, for the last year. Without a plan, you're just sending more targets in. Now, I don't know how he plans to bolster the armed services, the armed forces. I don't know how he thinks it. I can't imagine that there are, you know, there are thousands of people in this country who are dying to join the armed forces, given that even now, there is plenty of members of the armed forces who are against the war. And also, today in the paper, it shows that suicide rates are spiking for armed for troops. That there is a despair on the ground. That there is equipment problems that have not been solved. A lot of the equipment that they're using is breaking down. I just don't know where he thinks he's going to get these people. He hasn't got the support of the American public for the war at all anymore. Very little, and yet he still thinks he's going to get people to join the armed forces. And my fear is I think what we're moving towards is a debtor's army. Now I don't know if this makes sense, Dan Pashman, who's looking at me weird, and I don't know if I'm necessarily making sense, but I believe that since the new bankruptcy laws do not enable individuals to declare personal bankruptcy with any real efficiency if they need to because they don't have health insurance and they got sick and they went broke or they got divorced and went broke or whatever happened, what I think is that the government's going to strike a deal with the credit card industry, all right, and pay off a bottom line amount on debts that are owed them by people who are old enough to join the military and give people the option to join the military as a way to pay their debt back to the credit card company. I don't know if this is a joke or if it's real, but I really think it's possible that you may get an option on your credit card bill that says you owe $20,000. If you want to do a 6-month deployment in Iraq, we'll take that out. And you will be in the Visa Brigades, or, you know, you could be in the Amex Brigades.
Right.
And theoretically that, you know, what ultimately you achieve if you survive your deployment is that you will be able to extend your line of credit again.
I think it's a very interesting, very provocative theory, Mark.
I think it's on the table.
And there's a lot of history for that. I mean, the state of Georgia was originally a penal colony or debtor's colony. Australia
I know
was a penal colony. So, you know, the idea of shipping people off, you know, because they owe money, because it's in the wrong. You know, it's not new. It could happen again.
I don't know if it's going to happen, but I feel that there. I've not seen these ideas out there in the blogosphere, but I do not think they are extreme ideas. It's like yesterday, the porn recruiting idea, I believe, is a powerful possibility. I don't want these to happen. These are not best case scenarios. These are things that I have thought that they would think in a satirical way. I think about them, but I know that just putting them out there, there's a possibility that there might be Amex brigades. There might be Visa brigades. There might be people out there. It's like, I'm going in for 3 years. Does that mean that I can actually, do I get credit? You know, can you work that against my Christmas shopping? Another interesting thing that is happening in terms of Iran and Iraq is that the most venerated Shia cleric, that is Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, has been sort of getting behind a movement towards a moderate Shia and Sunni and Kurdish government alignment, that he is starting to marginalize people like al-Sadr. There seems to be a big diplomatic push. You got people, diplomats from this country. You got John Kerry, Bill Nelson. You got people going to Syria. And the right-wing people, the bloviators and the neocon death cult, is like, what the hell are they doing going behind the president's back? Somebody has to do something. And these people are politicians that are serving their constituents, serving the American people, whether they're Democrat or not. Arlen Specter is planning on going to Syria as well. They are doing the business that this government has failed to do, that this government is no longer capable of doing because this government has isolated themselves. So any criticism of politicians who represent Americans in a large way, large constituents of Americans going anywhere to discuss anything, is ridiculous, isolationist crap, because these people no longer have a plan. And I think that I'll have evidence after the break of Bush, you know, truly becoming not only an existentialist philosopher, but even more of a delusional whack job than I ever imagined. So stay with us. It's Marin in for Cedar. I've done what I usually do when there's too much news. I've just thrown everything together into something that, you know, perhaps made some sense. Stay with us. We'll be back in a second.
Hey, conservatives, want to get some lies off your chest?
There is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction.
Saddam Hussein's Iraq was a threat.
There is a connection between Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein.
Call Sam Cedar at 866-303-2270. Sam Cedar, only on Air America Radio.